This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, alternative ways to treat chronic pain and the effects of spanking on children. What are the best ways to discipline kids? First up, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson, who's in Philadelphia this week covering the Democratic National Convention. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hello, Mark.
So, Howard, obviously there's the historic aspect to the nomination of Hillary Clinton, the first woman nominated for president by a major political party. What are Ohio's women delegates saying about this?
A lot of them were very, very moved by this last night when they were on the floor of the convention at Wells Fargo Arena. But you talk to them today, and some of them talk about how this was long overdue. You look around the world for decades now, there have been many, many countries that have had women as elected leaders. There still are all over the world. And the United States, according to these women, has lagged behind. It's taken too long. Women have had the right to vote since 1920, which is coming on 100 years. But they do look at it, too, and I talked to several of them that said this, they look at it as a message to their daughters or their granddaughters saying, look, there's no limits on what you can do. You can do whatever you want. And it's not just politics, not just a career in politics, but a career in anything. You can achieve as a woman. You just have to work hard at it, like Hillary Clinton worked hard at it. And they're generally very happy. I talked to a 93-year-old woman, who's a delegate from Ohio. She was sitting on the floor next to a very young delegate, one of the very youngest. And she turned to her and said, dear, my time is past. You are the future. And that sort of sums it up.
Now, Kentucky's Secretary of State Allison Lundgren Grimes stopped by the Ohio delegation breakfast this morning, and what was her message?
Mm-hmm. Well, she had a couple of messages. I mean, number one, she was there to thank people in Ohio. There were at least 10,000 people who contributed to her campaign in 2014 when she was running unsuccessfully, as it turned out, against Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader of the Senate. And a lot of Ohio people got involved in that campaign, and she was thanking them for it. But she was there. She had spoken on the convention floor the night before, and she was there as a Hillary Clinton surrogate. She is a personal friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton's, and has known them for a long time. And she was trying to make the point to the Bernie Sanders people and to the Hillary Clinton people in the Ohio delegation that you got to get together because your state is extremely important in this thing. Kentucky has gone for Republicans in presidential elections since the days of Bill Clinton. And, it may well go Republican again, but in Ohio, you have a chance to win, and you could have a real decisive impact on who becomes the next president of the United States.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown was very frank, talking about being vetted to become Hillary Clinton's running mate. What was that process like for him, Howard, and is he disappointed that he didn't get the nod?
He called it an arduous process. It went on sort of, over a period of 32 days. No, he's not disappointed. He understands why he wasn't chosen. But, he was grilled by a lot of Clinton campaign lawyers. He had a long interview with Hillary Clinton herself. And he's satisfied Tim Kaine is a colleague and a friend of his, and he thinks he is a good choice. I think one of the things that was working against him was the fact that he is a Democratic U.S. Senator from Ohio, which has a Republican governor. And if he were elected vice president, it would be up to the Republican governor, John Kasich, to appoint his replacement. And the Democrats this year, one of their top priorities is winning back control of the Senate. And they did not want to give up a seat in that effort. This would be just like giving away a seat if Sherrod Brown were on the ticket and became vice president. So I think that was probably the biggest factor working against him.
Howard, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Mark.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson. He'll be joining us this week with his reports from the Democratic National Convention. And you can also hear him during Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and read his stories at WVXU.org.